Police have said they will increase patrols in the Skeggan Hill area of North Belfast after fighting broke out among young people, some of whom were armed with knives and sticks. A number of vehicles in the area were damaged. Police have said that both sectarianism and the use of social media sites are a strong line of inquiry on what was behind the violence. The Ulster Unionist Councillor, Alderman David Brown, lives in the area. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Pat Convery from the SDLP is with us as well. Morning to you, Pat.
Morning.
Good morning. What happened here, David?
Stephen, from what I've learned, there was an arranged fight in the Grove playing fields. And while the fight was either just about to start or going on, the police came and the crowds dispersed. And the nationalist side of the crowd went one way and the unionist side of the crowd went the other way. And whenever the nationalists seen that they weren't being sort of pursued out of the area, they decided to do some wrecking and destroying in the Skeggan Hill area.
But this was an organised fight on social media, Pat Convery, with people arriving with knives and sticks.
Well, that is what has been coming to light since the weekend. The police have indicated that there has been social media input. Unfortunately, social media is something that moves very fast and can be changed very quickly. So it's monitoring the social media that is important in this case. But having said that, no violence and no attacks on any property or people is acceptable. So, as far as I'm concerned, we need a response in North Belfast where we'll see statutory youth services and the police working together to try and engage with young people that are roaming around at night late on. It is unacceptable that we have a situation where people can go into any community and wreck cars or property.
It was only last week or a few days ago. I was working in England, David, but I read that there was a young person, and this is a separate story, but it was in North Belfast, who was stripped and beaten in North Belfast as well.
Yeah, that actually, Stephen, was a homophobic attack on a young lad who I know. He was, that would have been, funny enough, would have been the next street. If you imagine, you have Skeggan Hill Avenue, and then the next avenue would be Alexander Park Avenue. It was just off Alexander Park Avenue. But that was purely a homophobic...
Well, police have described it as a hate crime. They're not going any further than that.
Yeah,
It does worry you. You don't take those two stories, David. You know, a child being stripped and beaten, and then other young people coming out with knives and sticks after arranging a fight on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Scary.
Now, as Pat says, that... The youth service and the statutory agencies definitely need to be getting involved here as well to try and provide some sort of a diversionary action for these children to keep them away from doing these sorts of things.
All right. Listen, Pat and David, thank you very much indeed.